Hey, you know the song's from Uncle Buck, right?
Damn right it is. That part where he goes to the school smoking a cigar.
Back in the good old days where you could smoke at schools, you know, before we turned into a bunch of pansies.
Take this quarter, go downtown and have a rat. Gnaw that thing off your face. Jeez, man, that was rough.
Clad, talk about being brutally honest right there. There you go.
Seriously, though, yeah. Right Buck, there. Don't piss Buck off.
He got you. He got you.
Buck melanoma head.
Anyway, enough of Uncle Buck and Hunter's weird obsession with it. Folks, it
great
is...
Movie. Great movie.
It is a great movie. I'm not arguing that.
For Christ's sake.
We've wrung that one out, for sure. No, we got to get to it, Hunter. We can't be lollygagging and talk about Uncle Buck. It is time for everyone's new favorite bit. That's right. I have it on good authority that everyone loves this. And
it's a week old. Nobody knows what the bit is. It's not everybody's favorite bit.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a pretty decent bit. I like the background music for sure.
We've had worse. We've had better for sure. Anyway, with that said, it's time for Stupid Quickies. I mean, come on. You can't be background music alone. We should let this play for 3 minutes. What about this? It's official. Taco Bell. No, this has already happened. It said Taco Bell bringing back Mexican. Oh, here's the difference.
Bringing it back.
Permanently. Hunter, all your letters to Taco Bell asking
them.
This
is the greatest day of my life.
I don't know, man.
You know what, though? Hey, real quick.
Yeah?
It's sold out.
But it won't be anymore now because it'll always be. It's not like a limited edition thing now. So you'll be able to get it all the time.
No, I don't think that's how it's working.
Yeah?
The Taco Bell that I go to has been sold out, and it says it right there on the sign. We have it, but everybody wants it so much, can't get it.
That's just because I called him and said, look, if Hunter comes,
dude, I will murder. Dude, you will disappear. You will disappear like a character on Ozark show.
They have that photo up on the wall saying, don't give this guy Mexican pizzas.
Seriously, don't even bring that up. Piss me off.
How dare you? I just want one. Just give me one.
Who's that chick in the background that keeps saying something?
That's because this is just off of YouTube, and it's just a loop that
I
have.
Was that copyright-free little background thing you found?
Preview. I don't even know.
That's what she's saying? Preview?
Preview.
God, you're for cheap. Just buy it.
Right there, you just heard it. Preview.
They do that. So,
hey, it's royalty-free stock music, so I can use it, okay? I can use it. Preview. That's how cheap this show is, all right?
This is the Walmart version of
the I don't even have my own music bed. I just found a duty-free one online.
I just straight called you out on that.
And hold on a sec. It's getting near the end, so I got to go back to the beginning. All right, there we go. Now we're good to go.
There it is. Yeah, there it is.
How about this? This is terrible. Once again from TikTok. There's a new TikTok travel hack where people are requesting wheelchairs just to get through airports faster. Can we just get rid of TikTok at this point?
Just get rid of the people that are doing that.
That's actually a good point. Stand in line
like the rest of us.
TikTok isn't that terrible. It's the people that are using
it. It's the people.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to fake an injury so I can get rid of blah, 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 blah. You are such a lazy. What else are you doing? What other corners are you cutting? You know, I guarantee you're not a healthy person.
No, that or you're just a piece of trash. Like, I mean, even if you are healthy, if you're like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to go to the airport. I'm going to do it for the TikTok, for my tens of followers. Like, come on. What are you doing?
How do you just waddle through life? That's what you're doing. You're waddling through life, looking around at stuff, trying to take as many corners as possible, trying to do the less amount of stuff and work that I can.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just sad.
Yeah, if I see someone who's really into TikTok, they could be a great person. Mother Teresa could be on TikTok and be like, she sucks.
She sucks.
I don't like her.
One more time. So they're using wheelchairs to get to the airport check.
And they don't need
security check.
And they don't need them. And they don't need them. Yeah. So that's what it is. Anyway.
Mother Teresa on TikTok
sucks. It's the worst. Lastly, how about this? A passenger was traveling to Australia from Indonesia. They were fined $1,874 after two undeclared McMuffins were found in their luggage.
Damn. Those are some expensive McMuffins.
That is the most expensive McMuffin ever.
At that point, you look at the person like, I mean, come on.
Yeah, really? You can't just be like, really, guys? Really?
Like, the first stewardess that talks to you about it, you know, like, hey, like, don't you whisper in the ear, like, hey, you know, like, potentially this could be a big deal. But they're just McMuffins. Like, let it slide.
Look, you don't have any McMuffins on you, do you? I just asked.
I'll give you one. You want half of one?
Look, if we just eat them real quick, me and you, we keep this between us, okay? You know, and $1,800, almost $1,900.
He's got McMuffins!
You get tackled by the air marshal that's on the plane.
Oh, you are getting duct taped to a seat, mister.
You'll never believe it. This son of a bitch had two McMuffins in his luggage.
Get him!
That's it. You're going downtown, buddy.
What are you going to do? How do you snuff something? You sneak up behind somebody with the bread and you snuff them out? Is that how you do it?
I think so. No, you jam the sausage in their windpipe. And that's it.
I mean, come on.
$1,800.
I just watched a show and they were talking about airlines in like the 70s. I'm like, yeah, you just kind of walked into the plane. There was no security.
It was like the Wild West, man. You didn't even have to buckle up in those airplanes.
Seriously.
You could get up.
Bring what you want.
You could get up, you know, hit on a stewardess while smoking a cigarette, holding a martini, and no one cared.
No one cared.
You could fly the plane back then. Like, yeah, you want to fly the plane? The pilot's passed out drunk. So, yeah, I can fly for a little bit.
Now you're getting snuffed out for a McMuffin.
Unbelievable. Let's go back to the 70s of flying.
Seriously, though, man. Times have changed.
Times have changed. He's got something in his hands.
It's a McMuffin.
Get him. Anyway. All right,
it's
there you go.
It's buttered up.
It's buttered. It's, yeah. All right. That is your stupid quickies for a Tuesday. We got to take a break. Your comedian for today is Bill Burr.